Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, June 11th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Clean My Mac X and Mac Stadium. At WWDC this week, Apple announced a handful of new features for AirPods Pro, including Conversation Boost and Ambient Noise Reduction. Apple now says that for the first time ever, it will offer a developer beta of AirPods Pro firmware this summer for testing these new features. Apple made the announcement in the fine print on the Apple developer website. The company said, quote, "Pre-release AirPods Pro firmware for Apple Developer Program members will be available at a future date. This will allow development of features on iOS and macOS for AirPods, as well as enable new features, including Conversation Boost and Ambient Noise Reduction," end quote. So there is no date for when this AirPods beta firmware will be available, but it does mark the first time that Apple has ever released beta software for its headphones. Something interesting is that the message on Apple's website only mentions AirPods Pro, so it's unclear if the company will also release beta firmware for AirPods and AirPods Max. Something else to consider is that Apple does not currently provide a way for users to manually install AirPods firmware. Instead, users simply wait around for the update to automatically install sometime when their AirPods are connected via Bluetooth to their iPhone. So if Apple is planning to release developer betas of AirPods firmware, this could mean that it's also planning a way for firmware updates to be installed manually. New features coming to AirPods include Conversation Boost, which is designed to focus the audio on the person who's talking in front of you, and Ambient Noise Reduction to remove the sounds from a person's environment. AirPods are also gaining a new Announced Notifications feature, which is already available in iOS 15 Beta 1. In other news today, just over a year ago, Apple announced that it was acquiring the popular hyper-local weather application DarkSky. At the time, Apple said the DarkSky API, which is used by a variety of third-party weather applications like Carrot Weather, would shut down at the end of 2021. Plans have changed, and the DarkSky API will now be available for an additional year, as will the iOS application for DarkSky and the DarkSky website. DarkSky made this change on Monday in an update to its blog. The company says the DarkSky API will remain accessible to existing customers until the end of 2022. Apple also confirmed that the website and application will also be available until the end of 2022. DarkSky had not previously said when the iOS and website app would shut down. When the acquisition was first announced, Apple simply said there would be no changes to DarkSky for iOS at that time. But this week's update seems to mean the app will be shut down for good at the end of 2022, unless the date is extended again. Since Apple acquired DarkSky in March of 2020, we've seen a handful of notable changes to the built-in weather app on the iPhone. While Apple has been quiet about what exactly it's doing with DarkSky, it's clear to see how many of the new features in the weather app on iOS are possible because of the DarkSky acquisition. But something weird is that Apple is still using the Weather Channel for most of the data. Some of the new features coming with the weather application in iOS 15 include a new design, next hour precipitation notifications, new animated backgrounds, and a layout that automatically adjusts based on the weather conditions at your current location. We are sponsored this week by Clean My Mac X from MacPaw. Is your computer in good enough shape to get you to your goal? Is it fast and organized enough? If you're looking for a new tool to help you achieve those goals, Clean My Mac X is a wonderful Mac application for decluttering your Mac. It includes 49 tools for cleaning up your Mac to help you tune it up to run at its maximum speed, and there are ways to free up disk space, organize disk space, and fight malware. The app is also notarized by Apple, which means it's safe to use. For 9 to 5 Mac readers, MacPaw is offering a special deal on Clean My Mac X. Just visit macpaw.app/daily or hit the link in the show notes to learn more. We are also sponsored by Mac Stadium. For nearly a decade, Mac Stadium has been solely focused on providing developers and Mac enthusiasts with customized Apple-centric solutions. Mac Stadium is trusted and provides Mac infrastructure for everyone from individual developers to growing startups to Fortune 100 organizations. Mac Stadium has both Intel-based Macs and the new M1 Mac Mini, so whenever you're ready to move to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has hundreds of M1 Minis in their data centers with three different configurations and instant activation. As more teams are working from home, having your Mac build infrastructure in the cloud can make it easy for your app developers to work more efficiently. Mac Stadium also recently announced a partnership with Teradici to team up to create high-performance remote access for your Mac. Check out macstadium.com/9to5Mac for more on your custom Mac solution. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, all of today's best deals are headlined by Amazon offering the 24-inch Apple M1 iMac for $1,250. Normally fetching $1,299, you're looking at $49 in savings, with today's offer beating our previous mention by $8 to mark a new all-time low at Amazon. Expercom shoppers will also be able to take up to $127 off a selection of higher-end models as well. Apple's new 24-inch iMac arrives for the first time with an integrated M1 processor. Its sleek design is backed by a 4K Retina display with True Tone, as well as a 1080p FaceTime camera. Other notable features here include 256 gigs or more of onboard storage, at least 8 gigs of RAM, and 6 speakers capable of supporting spatial audio. You're also looking at an improved 8-core processor in some models, as well as a pair of Thunderbolt ports supplemented by 2 USB-C slots and Wi-Fi 6 connectivity that pairs with Ethernet and the power brick. Another notable offer as we head into the weekend is that Spigen's official Amazon storefront is discounting its latest AirTags keychain cases starting at $15 for the Valentinus leather option. Normally fetching $20, you're looking at the very first price cut we've tracked on the all-new accessory and a 25% discount as well. Rocking an imitation leather build, this case provides an affordable alternative to Apple's pricey in-house cases for your new AirTags. Alongside the streamlined design, there's an integrated keychain clip for hooking onto your keys, backpack, and really anywhere else that could use some newfound item tracking functionality. And to wrap up everything today, Best Buy is launching its latest 3-day sale that's kicking off a number of discounts to celebrate all of the dads and grads out there. With deep price cuts on everything from the latest Macs and iPads to smart home gear, TVs, and more, you'll find plenty of notable gift ideas ahead of Father's Day or those graduation parties on the horizon. Our top pick amongst all of the discounts is the Apple HomePod Mini bundled with a Wemo HomeKit Mini smart plug for $110. Down from the usual $124 value that this package usually fetches, today's offer is $5 under the combined all-time lows on both items and still one of the first times we've seen any kind of discount on Apple's latest Siri-enabled speaker. HomePod Mini delivers a compact way to bring Siri, Apple Music, and smart home to control to your space in a familiar fabric-wrapped design. Alongside either white or black colorways, there's a touchpad at the top to adjust audio playback, as well as quick music handoff thanks to the inclusion of Apple's new U1 chip. Throw in the bundled HomeKit smart plug, and you'll be able to expand your Siri setup to control lamps and other appliances. And as we head into the weekend, you'll find all of the other best deals over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app, in Overcast, or wherever you listen every day. It's been a busy week for WWDC 2021, and I truly appreciate everyone checking in and following along with us on 9to5Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.